This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. We're talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to talk with you.
I want to talk about the press release you put out a couple days ago, I think on April the 13th, talking about the new company that you brought underneath your umbrella to your company, Graphitin. And if you would, expand about this chip shortage and what they're planning on to do to maybe fix or eradicate this problem.
Thank you. Yeah, as we all know, that's a huge problem. The president's talking about it. The various factories, car factories and other factories are closed down temporarily because of the chip shortage. But the newspapers deal with this as if it was a shortage in quantity, which it is. The fabricators are not fabricating fast enough. But there's a much bigger problem. The U.S. Used to be the obvious leadership of the chip industry. We were inventing new ones. We were improving them, making them smaller, better functionality all the time, and also fabricating them. So if we want to regain our position in the world as the leader of chip manufacture, we have to become the leader in chip innovation. And so Graphitin is going to help with the functionality and the miniaturization and help us get back on top again.
Well, explain that to me, because the part that I read that really kind of intrigued me was that they're going to develop the next generation chip technology using carbon-based microfabrication methods, which can provide substantially new on-chip capabilities. What does that all mean?
Right. Sorry about the tech talk. But so obviously the microchips are used in every different industry, and
right.
the car factories don't use the same one that the doctors do, and don't use the same one that the cell phones do exactly. So one thing is that the implantable chip market, we want to implant chips potentially for controlling, smart prostheses for getting your email perhaps later, and for brain stimulation for a lot of different reasons. But the that industry is, it's trying to be born, really. It's each, when they have a chip that they implant, they have to dunk it in a polymer so that the body will accept it and won't swell up and get all red when they install it. So the carbon is a biological material, and the body does not object to things that are made out of carbon, graphene, or glassy carbon like Graphitin makes. So for the implantable chips, the switch from metallic chips to carbon-based chips is going to allow this, baby industry to really come into its own. And what's wrong with metallic? So, and why do you have to dip it in polymer just to cover it? Well, the thing is that, first of all, metals corrode, and that means you've got these corrosion products in your body, which is not healthy. Second is, when they corrode, they don't work very well either. So that means you have to replace them, and so that's, some of them just slip under the skin, some of them get put in more deeply, but it's no fun having to do surgery each time that you want to replace it. So the Graphiton is going to help this baby piece of the chip market to actually come into its own, I think.
You know, you also stated in that press release on April 13th that you guys were in the process of creating a new glassy carbon micro supercapacitor with remarkable charge storage capacity. Explain that to us, if you would.
Sure. So when we say chips, what are we talking about? These are electronic circuits that do analysis, do control different things, and they've been, instead of being on big circuit boards like they used to be, or in big boxes like they used to be, now you can put a whole lot of it on a single little microchip. But the I don't know if anybody's interested in electronics, but, you know, circuits include transistors, diodes, resistors,
right,
capacitors, wires, stuff like that. And when the chip's made, the what they do is they take a flat substrate, usually silicon, but could be carbon, and they put down different layers. And, you know, one layer is sort of does the wires. And the next two or three layers does the transistors, because the transistors, you have to build them up, and they also do diodes and resistors. But most of the chips don't have any capacitors on them at all, and those that do, they're only teeny capacitors that are not very useful. And as I say, you know, all these circuits, they're made out of these are four or five elements, except for the capacitor, which is missing. So there's a lot of different circuits that don't work well or don't work at all. If you say, well, you can't have a capacitor, or you can only have a capacitor up to, 80 or 100 picofarads. So what Graphiton has done is to invent, develop, and producing supercapacitors. Super means they can hold a whole lot of more of electric charge, and they're much more useful. And the ones that they make are 3 million times, can hold 3 million times more charge than the ones that are in there now. And the glassy carbon is down at the atomic level has it's not smooth, it's got bumps in it, and that extra surface area allows it to hold more charge and allows them to make these capacitors and to shrink them down to the size where they can be put on the chips. And now when chips are made, they lay down the layers, and Graphiton is so smart that they've developed them so that their capacitors can be placed at the same time with the various layers, and so they're built up, and the existing fabrication plants are going to be able to build them without buying them.
Well, Bob, let me interject here just for a second. I know that Graphiton's not going to manufacture these. They're going to send out this technology and have somebody else do that, correct?
Absolutely right. They're going to license it to the big fabs and new fabs and existing fabs.
And what percentage does U.S. Nuclear own of this private Graphiton company that's located in San Diego?
We're 40% owners. A year ago, we bought 40% of the company, and we're very, very happy to be in that position. I'm also a board member and an officer of the company as well.
And when do you think you'll start seeing some revenue streamline from that company into your holding company of the U.S. Nuclear Corp.
Early next year.
My guest today has been Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Bob, before I let you go, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to let you close up the show. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think sort of the same thing I started out with. The chip shortage is
a real thing.
Looks like a quantity shortage, but it's not the whole thing. It's just a part of the problem, and we're going to help fix the big problem.
Again, you can find this company, U.S. Nuclear Corp, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Of course. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.